Welcome to Stateside. Hi there, I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. You've probably heard about the state of Michigan's unemployment insurance computer system wrongly alleging fraud against thousands of people who filed for unemployment benefits. It's a mess that's still being worked out, and in many cases, the state is resisting making the people it wronged whole. Well, a new report from the Gongwer News Service indicates that there were concerns about that new computer system from the early days of it being implemented. Zach Gorchow wrote that report. Using the Freedom of Information Act, you found out that emails within the department indicated problems extended beyond the jobless benefit claims. It also failed when it came to the state's cases against companies who were charged with not paying the employer's state unemployment tax. Tell us about that.
That's right. So we thought it would be interesting to see what some of the very top people with responsibilities over the Unemployment Insurance Agency were saying around the period when the new computer system, which is called the Michigan Integrated Data Automated System, or MIDAS, came online. And that system came online October 1st, 2013. So we asked for emails sent and received by Steve Arwood, who at the time was the director of the department with oversight over the agency and had just departed after more than 2 years as the director of the Unemployment Insurance Agency itself, and Stephanie Komai, who was the deputy director of the department with direct oversight of the Unemployment Insurance Agency. We wanted to see what they had been sending and receiving in their emails about the switchover of the system. And what those emails showed was that really from the moment it came online, big problems started to show up. One of the biggest right away was that the information, the cases from the previous computer system, the data was missing. So the state had a number of cases where it was had told employers, you know, they had violated state unemployment tax laws as far as how they were paying those taxes. And the employers had protested, and so the case was going to go before an administrative law judge, and the case files were missing. So the state was in a very bad position. Obviously, you're not going to really be able to prove much of a case if you don't have the supporting materials. That was one thing that showed up, and this really surprised and unnerved people.
That would tick off your agency lawyers, you would think, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, the people who were directly in charge of these cases were yelling and screaming, basically saying, you know, somebody's got to do something about this. And we told people at the time when the new system was coming online that it had to translate to bring back the old data. Basically, the old system had records going back to 1999, and the new system could only go back to the middle of 2010. Well, these cases often involve years and years of issues. So, you know, going back 3 years, which is what they had access to at the time, was nowhere near sufficient.
So is there any way to know how many cases had to be given up for a lack of data because of this computer system not transferring that data to the new system?
No. It's unclear from the records we received how sweeping the issue was. However, one of the emails, which came from the person who was in charge of the state unemployment tax program within the agency, described it as very sweeping. He said this is affecting lots of cases. He mentioned, as I recall at the time, just nine that were in the Wayne Circuit Court alone. It sounds like it's probably quite a bit more than that, but I can't put a number on it.
So it sounds like two things are happening here. Number one, they're not able to, you know, slap these guys with a fine and they can continue their practices the way they've been doing it, which the state felt was wrong. And number two, the state just lost out on a lot of fine money. Some of these ran into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, right?
There was one, I believe, that was in the high hundreds of thousands of dollars. The number $700,000 sounds familiar without having it right in front of me. You know, they were trying to settle some of these cases, and that was one of the things we found is they realized we need to come to a settlement here. And employers were turning that down because they knew that something was clearly amiss. So, you know, another thing we found is that the sheer amount of problems that people were flagging with the system just began to explode. It increased about sevenfold over a matter of a couple months, the number of issues people were identifying and flagging as the system came online. And this was clearly alarming to superiors, big, big concern. Irrespective of the new computer system, in the sense that it wasn't so much the computer system's fault as it was that appeared to be more of a staff issue, the backlog in dealing with these employer tax cases was just absolutely massive. Now, the employer portion of the computer system came online in 2012. The portion that came online October 1 was for people filing for jobless benefits. And so they had had about a year's worth of experience with the system, and this backlog, they were saying at the time, remember this is in the summer of 2013, that it was going to take until May 2016 to resolve this backlog. And again, these high-level folks in these departments were just aghast that this is what it was going to take. They cast it at the time as largely a staff issue. You know, I can't pinpoint exactly what the problem was, but it is worth noting that the agency did slash its staff roughly around the time the system came online. Whether that was a factor, I don't know. The email certainly described it more as a staff doing its job well issue. It's just hard to say exactly what led to that, but it was clear at the time they felt like the computer system was supposed to introduce new efficiency, but there was a sense that folks hadn't been properly trained on how to use it, and they weren't getting really the bang for the buck that they thought.
Well, if you spend millions of dollars on a new system, of course it's not the new system's fault, right?
Right.
You report the new computer system even caused problems in complying with a mandatory report to the legislature. How so?
Well, I don't have a ton of detail on that, but the guy who managed the state unemployment tax program, they are required under, I believe, it's either under statute or under their budget, to produce a report for the legislature chronicling, you know, basic data points, how many cases are in the system, how fast things are moving through it, and that kind of stuff. And from what I could gather from the email he sent is because the computer system was not allowing him to access older data, he was struggling to be able to produce this report. Now, whether he was eventually able to produce it, I can't say for sure because this was a four-month window of emails I was looking at. I suspect that they must have at some point been able to produce something. You know, whether it was to the legislature's liking, I don't know, but that's what that was about.
So you point out, as you've said today, that the email exchanges become increasingly full of frustration and exasperation among the upper managers. While all of this is going on, what were these agency officials telling the governor?
Well, basically, the governor was interested in what kind of efficiencies this new system would bring based on what these top agency and department people said. I mean, I don't have any emails from the governor himself or anything like that, but there was clearly a desire to show the governor, look at all the efficiency that's been gotten. Steve Arwood, who is the director of the department I've been mentioning, said that the governor was very interested in this. There was a great deal of focus on putting together a one-page summary of all the efficiencies that would occur that the governor could use as part of his sort of reinventing performance in Michigan, showing that government is becoming more efficient. There was an employee, a high-level employee, who was tasked with keeping the governor up to date on numbers. So it was clear that efficiency was clearly a major goal with this, which I guess, you know, would make sense, but at least not that I could tell. There was less focus, you know, whoa, we need to tell high-level people about all these, you know, we're missing case files and that kind of stuff. I never saw anything like that. And the only time I saw, you know, a sense like, well, you know, we need to tell the governor there was a problem is the very first day the system opened, there were major problems with the phone line for people to call for jobless benefits. It was overwhelmed, fast, busy signal was occurring, and there was an email sent to the governor and his top staff basically saying, well, here's what happened and here's what we're doing about it, and that sort of thing. So that was the one place where I did see there was a concern about how services were being affected for people.
So you note there are email exchanges becoming increasingly full of frustration and exasperation among these top managers. While all of this was going on, what were officials telling the governor's office?
There was clearly a sense to show this is working and this is going very well. Steve Arwood, the director of the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, which oversaw at the time the Unemployment Insurance Agency, sent an email to a person in the governor's office at the time who was very involved in data and showing that systems were working well, saying that this is going great. He said this was going to win, quote-unquote, national awards. They had gotten the system up online in 2 years instead of what he said was the usual five. They had done it under budget, and the efficiencies were going to be tremendous. And, you know, at that point, there was no statement about, you know, boy, you know, we're seeing some signs of problems here. It seemed to be a bit of a disconnect.
By the way, is that Midas computer system still being used? And if so, is it working correctly now?
It is still being used, but not in the way that it was for jobless benefits for an almost two-year period. So from October 1, 2013 to August 7, 2015, it was the sole determinant of whether someone committed fraud to get unemployment benefits. There was basically no human involvement. That was the case for about 22,000, 23,000 cases. Then there's another 30,000 cases during that time period where there was some human involvement, but the computer was heavily involved. They're still trying to determine how many of those were wrongly rung up as having committed fraud.
Yeah, the figure I've seen is that maybe as much as 93% of those accused of some kind of fraud were wrongly accused.
That's right. That's of those 23,000 cases where only the computer was involved. It was wrong 93% of the time. So it is still being used, but it is no longer the sole factor. There has to be staff human involvement to make a determination that someone committed fraud.
That is Zach Gorchow with the Gongware News Service. Hey, nice reporting, Zach. Thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you.